here this morning on Dakota Country Radio. And on his first day on the job, we welcome in the first commissioner of the North Star Athletic Association, Corey Anderson. How are you doing this morning?
We are doing awesome. How about you?
I'm doing great. Great to have you here. I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to join us this morning. Just first off, you know, how are things going? I mean, I bet it's been a crazy couple weeks for you.
Well, it really has. I mean, today is actually officially the first day, but there's been a lot of things that we've done in the last couple weeks since the announcement was made. And it's just going to be a continual ongoing process. There's a lot of things to make sure we have covered here before we get into play here in the end of August.
Yeah. End of August, the first games. I know Jamestown's first football game, August 30th, will be, well, their second football game, but their first official North Star football game against Valley City State on August 30th. So what are kind of the first couple things that that you're focused on here as we get started in this conference and moving forward?
Well, the first couple of things are probably the things that aren't the most exciting. There's a constitution, there's bylaws, there's rules and regulations that we need to go through for all the sports, make sure our schedules are taken care of. You got officials that we need to make sure we get assigned to the games, and there's supervisors of officials. There's different things for postseason play that the NAI need to have in order from us. And it's just kind of right now it's a long list. There's a laundry list of things that we need to get through to make sure things are done smoothly as we get going forward. And then once we get those in play and in order, then it's a matter of trying to advance and do some other things that we want to do to promote and do other things within the conference.
Now, how far along is something like the Constitution and the bylaws at this point? Because, you know, it is kind of a scrunch time frame here as far as, you know, when you were named the commissioner, but this has been something that has been worked on for a while.
Absolutely. The athletic directors and the presidents of the institutions that are currently involved have done a yeoman's share of the work. I mean, they've really put together a great set of documents already. It's just a matter of going through and tidying them up a little bit, making some adjustments here and there. And then just getting forward with those and making sure that they're in the hands of everybody that needs to have them, so we get started on the right foot.
Now, for me, one of the things that that I find just kind of fascinating about this whole thing is just the fact that this is maybe something we never see, that I never get a chance to cover, you know, ever again, the formation of a conference. So I just find all this, you know, just unbelievably fascinating. With the, you know, from the name choice to the logo choice, just to all this kind of stuff that's been happening over the last couple weeks.
And it is really exciting. It's something that you hope that you don't ever have to do again. You know, we don't want to be changing logos and changing, names and doing those types of things. And we've had some of us have went through it now a couple times, yeah. And we don't want to have that happen. And I think one of the great things about our experiences in the NDCAC and in the DAC, TAN and the DAC and as everything morphed into something else along the way, is that the valuable things that we learned were the things that, hey, if we're going to do this over again, we're not going to do that. Yeah. I mean, these are the things that aren't going to happen. And I think just the landscape of athletics has really changed in the last, 5 to 10 years. And you know, we went along for a long time with everything being very laissez-faire, so to speak. There wasn't much change, and you had the old NDCAC and you had the old SDIC, and those, you know, carried forth for a long, long time. And then you had the creation of that merger, and then there were some other things that came into play when NDSU and UND decided to make that bump from Division II to Division I. Now you had some other schools that thought, I think we can compete at that Division II level, and then now that changes it again, and they bump up. So that history, it really had an effect on where we are today.
For those of you unaware, of course, the North Star Athletic Association will begin play this fall. Right now at 5 teams with Dakota State, Jamestown College, Valley City State, Mayville State, and Presentation College. A 6th team in Dickinson State will join the conference in 2014. But we talked off the air a little bit just kind of about, you know, the long-term stability of a conference like this is important to getting that up to, 7, 8, 9, hopefully even north of 10 teams eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have not hid that from anyone. I mean, our plan is growth. We want to obviously make sure we take care of the house that we have right now and that we're solid with our foundation. But growth from that point on. You know, automatic qualifiers, that's important for a conference, and those are based upon the number of teams that you have competing in that particular league. And so as we go forward and we get things kicked off here, at the same time, you know, we're still looking at the landscape and saying, hey, you know, there's some people we'd like to visit with and some other schools we'd like to consider, and we're going to go.
Well, that's a great point you made about, you know, making sure, you know, the house we have, the foundation is solid enough to allow us to expand and to move on and, you know, hopefully get up to 10 teams eventually.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, right now you're looking at your, you know, your volleyball and your football in the fall, your men's and women's basketball in the winter, and you're looking at baseball and softball in the spring is kind of those six sports that have qualification plans now, and those sports that, you know, we're going to be able to, with Dickinson coming in, you're going to have the automatic qualifiers in there. But now you look at some of your other sports like men's and women's soccer. You know, we don't have an abundance of teams that participate or that field, you know, teams in that particular sport. And so as we look at our growth and look at our expansion, that's something that's going to come into play is, can we find some other institutions that have that same type of deficiency and possibly the conference they're in now, or are they independent now? And so you take all those things into consideration, and do they fit with what we have here in the group of institutions that we have bunched together?
You talked a little bit about automatic qualifiers, and a lot of that comes down obviously to, you know, the conference tournaments at the end of the seasons and all that kind of stuff. I mean, are we to a point where, you know, we have a setup where we know what our format for something like that would even be?
We don't as of yet. That's something that the NAI will be coming out with is the qualification plans,
okay,
so to speak. And generally a rule, if we were in an established conference and we knew that we had our six teams, our conference winner is going to go to the national playoffs. And depending upon the sport, if you're in the top 25, top 30, top something, then it's possible we might get two. You know, it's all going to kind of depend on how we do that way. And part of the strength of a conference and the exciting thing about it from my perspective is, can we get a good number of teams that can get themselves into that situation? So we're not just looking at our conference winner. We're saying, hey, there's a possibility of two teams, possibly three teams that can make it to the national playoffs.
Now, with the North Star, they had to get basically a waiver for this year because only five teams. You have to get approved by the NAI to have that 1 year where you are going to get an automatic qualifier. So that's it. Okay. Well, you just look. I didn't like the look on your face there.
You know, it's not going to be an automatic situation this year, from what I understand and from what I gather. It's going to be more along the lines of, if you win your conference and you are in the top 25, chances are you're going to qualify for a national playoff spot.
Okay.
But it's not going to be something that's necessarily going to be taken for granted. Since we're not at that six teams this year, we're only at five, that exemption, I think that the NAI, from their perspective, they have to be careful in saying, yeah, we'll let you do it with five, because now somebody else that's at five is going to do it. And when you look at the 23 leagues that there are in the NAI, you know, there's some motion back and forth between teams coming in and going out. And so I think you don't want to, they don't want to come in and say, yeah, we'll let you do it. I think, you know, they're safe to say, hey, if you win it and you're ranked, you know, you're going to be there. Because in basketball, think of how many teams go to the national tournament. In volleyball, I think they're raising it from 32 to 36 this year. So that opportunity this year might be there to, you know, to get somebody in the national tournament. That's the one that's kind of concerning to us right now, because last year, if you looked at basketball, men's and women's, we had teams in the top 25. Obviously, we had our fair share that qualified for the national tournament. In volleyball, that wasn't the case. I mean, for some reason, we're not able to get some teams ranked in volleyball. We need to start doing that, and we need to find out what the reason is for that. You know, who our raters are, why it is that we're not able to get in and get into that situation.
Well, yeah, it's all very fascinating, and it should be an interesting ride as we get set up here over the next 2 months to officially begin play. So August 30th is the first official North Star game then, correct? Or is there a volleyball before that?
You know, you're catching me here with all my schedules
That's
with
right.
me.
Because I was just trying to think about that this morning, too. I kind of actually thought it out on the air, so everyone that's listening has already been privy to my, you know, trying to think all that out at one time. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, we're in the process right now, obviously, of gathering all the schedules. I don't have everybody's schedule with us. And, you know, the creation of a website and how we're handling all that so we can put it into one, you know, master list is something that, you know, I'm kind of calling on our sports information directors at each institution and saying, here's the things we're going to need going forward, and let's get these things and get them out there so we can get them published to you guys as soon as possible.
All right. Well, Corey, I appreciate you coming in and talking with us this morning, and I'm sure we'll have some more conversations here throughout the year.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was Corey Anderson, the commissioner. That's what I was looking for, commissioner of the North Star Athletic Association.